From Krema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tracy Hancock. Making headlines today. British mining company African Eagle is in talks with mostly Asian and European metals buyers to raise funds for its nickel project in Tanzania, owing to tight lending from banks. MD Mark Parker said that the company would also pursue options to raise funds through debt and equity. African Eagle's Dutwa nickel project could cost up to $450 million to develop to produce 20,000 to 30,000 tons of contained nickel a year. Parker said that the company has had a great deal of interest in Dutwa and is confident that it will be able to raise the funds to complete the feasibility study and develop the project through debt and equity. He said that offtake partners are only one of several financing options the company is looking at, but isn't yet at the stage of signing with any of them. Emerging miner Galaxy Resources has started mining at its Mount Catlin lithium project in Western Australia ahead of schedule. MD Iggy Tan says that a four-month pre-strip mining period is now on track and will guarantee supply of run-of-mine ore for the commissioning of the Mount Catlin processing plant during the third quarter of 2010. Mount Catlin will be the world's second largest hard rock producer of lithium. Also making headlines, Ireland-based Kenmare Resources will raise £180 million for its Moma titanium mine expansion in Mozambique. Australian mineral exploration expenditure drops 9.7%. The Australian competition regulator offers its support to junior iron ore miners. And President Jacob Zuma tells UK investors that there's no government discussion on mine nationalisation. And that's a roundup of news making headlines today.